All right, grown-ups, remember school lunch? You know, the mashed potatoes served with an ice cream scoop, the hairnets, the stuff that wanted to be pizza when it grew up. Well, the students who are growing up now in Tenneke Springs will have very different memories of the middle of the school day. They'll remember meat and potato croquettes, or chicken a la king, or any of the myriad of foods that are part of the Tenneke Springs school lunch program.
I don't think what we're cooking is any different than what you guys do in Sitka or whatever. I think what makes it unusual, like I say, is the availability of fresh produce.
That's Wendy Stern, who shares cooking duties, a week on, a week off, with Susan Lee, a trained chef who travels to Juneau every other week and comes back with a lot of produce. Some of it is on the cutting board that sits right in front of Stern.
So we've got some mushrooms for the salad here?
Yeah, mushrooms, tomatoes, mushrooms. There will be some out there that will pick these mushrooms right out of their salad. Others that used to pick mushrooms out of their salad and now eat them. So you see headway is being made. Try to chop them up small so that I hide them.
While some of the produce comes from Juneau, a lot of the vegetables come from local farmer Dale Zeal. The community has a fairly active local food scene, and besides her duties at the school, Stern helps organize a farmer's market here in the summer. She says people in Tenneke take their produce seriously.
It's only in Tenneke that I've heard of, you know, broccoli wars.
Broccoli wars?
Oh, absolutely.
As in?
People won't speak to each other if someone takes too much broccoli and it's the beginning of broccoli season. Or someone wipes out the peas and you're the next in line and all the peas are gone. We're talking major bad feelings about stuff like
that. For real?
For real. Oh, it's the real deal. Yeah.
There are no wars allowed in the line at Tenneke School, where the students are given carefully measured portions of food in accordance with USDA guidelines. Parent Shauna Harper says that's part of the reason the program exists.
We decided to do it because we wanted to ensure that our kids were getting healthy food during the day.
Harper helped start the school lunch program about 3 years ago. Produce isn't the only thing that comes from local sources. So does protein. It's not unusual for the school to get a hold of a fish someone's caught or some local venison. Harper says processing those things correctly takes a little extra work.
But it also means that we're not feeding our kids, you know, beef that we don't know where it came from and chicken that could be questionable. They're eating a lot of fresh fish and venison as well.
Harper says it's important to teach the building blocks of a healthy diet, but that the lunch program also fosters a sense of community.
There's a lot of camaraderie with it because they all sit down in a family style setting and they joke and they laugh and they really enjoy lunch together as one big group.
Lunch is served under the atrium at the center of the school. It's taco pie with a fresh green salad today. Seventh grader Quinn Keel says he likes the lunches here.
It's less like fast food and more like food, I guess.
He says the menu changes a lot, which is nice, and that students can put in special requests on birthdays.
Or if everyone begs hard enough, long enough, we'll eventually get it.
Keel says he's easy to please, so it's hard to pick a favorite.
Yeah, I pretty much eat everything, so... Yeah. Some people, they don't like stir fry, but...
Yeah. But you're cool with most of it.
Yeah. Like some of it I like more than other things, but I basically eat everything, so yeah.
With 10 palates to please, you'd think organizing the menus would be difficult.
You know, I love it.
That's Susan Lee, the trained chef who oversees the program. She also teaches cooking to the students and introduces them to world cuisines. Lee says the students fill out surveys at the beginning of the year about the things they like and the things they don't like.
And then I just warn them, well, everybody likes something different and doesn't like something different, so we're going to have at least one thing throughout the year that you won't like.
She says most of them try everything and eat everything, and that they have pretty sophisticated palates.
The biggest thing is for kids to enjoy food and enjoy cooking and be interested in it, know where it came from, know the history of it.
And that, says Lee, teaches them to be smart eaters now and hopefully for the rest of their lives. For AK, I'm Ed Ronco in Tenneke Springs.